The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Redeemed, rehabilitated, and real entertaining. This is the Carl Jackson Podcast.
All right, welcome to Wednesday's edition of the Carl Jackson Show Podcast, your daily dose of objective truth in a world of confusion and lies. Last night's State of the Union by Biden, his State of the Union speech can be summed up in five words. Liar, liar, pants on fire. This is a guy that addressed issues or problems in the country that he himself helped to create. All right, let's look at the he talked about bringing manufacturing jobs back to the United States of America. Well, it was President Donald Trump who was able to do that by scrapping the NAFTA agreement and negotiating the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. So Donald Trump was the one responsible for bringing manufacturing jobs back. Biden himself was responsible for destroying manufacturing jobs. He voted for NAFTA and supported the most favored nation status for China. Also, Biden also spoke about the unfairness of the tax system. Well, Biden always talks about the rich taxing the rich. Well, did you know that Joe Biden is literally, and the IRS are looking to tax waiters and waitresses more? They want to take away their tips. This is Joe Biden. This is who Joe Biden is. Biden also spoke about police reform. Well, he was the one that sponsored the 1994 crime bill. He talked about unity, yet he's the one that said Republicans are trying to implement Jim Crow 2.0 simply because we want people to have IDs when they show up to vote. He implied that Republicans bore the blame for the assault that took place in San Francisco on Paul Pelosi, when in fact we know that it was a left-wing nut job who was also an illegal immigrant that's only in the country because of Democrat policies and because San Francisco is frankly a sanctuary city. Also, he claimed that it was Republicans that wanted to end Social Security and Medicaid, and that they wanted to use the debt ceiling standoff to do so, when all the while Republicans have been saying ever since Kevin McCarthy was nominated as speaker that, listen, we don't want to go through this or go down this route where we're fighting this this battle for the debt ceiling. We don't need to do this. We can negotiate right now. We don't want to end Social Security and Medicaid. We want to make sure they stick around. We want to make sure they're solvent. The only way we can do that is by getting our spending under control. In fact, it is Biden himself that is jeopardizing Social Security and Medicaid because they've not adjusted the program based upon how people are aging today. People are living longer than they were when Biden first came into office, for God's sakes. Likewise, on the issue of inflation, Biden tried to boast that prices started to grow more slowly, but it was his own massive spending, the American Rescue Plan, that skyrocketed made inflation spiral out of control inside of the United States. Hat tip to Breitbart for this information, by the way. Gas prices have come down for the most part. They're now, I think the average is right around $3.50 per gallon nationwide. But it was Biden's own policies. And remember, they skyrocketed to $5 a gallon last summer. But it was Biden's policies. It was Biden who ended the Keystone XL pipeline, who cut it down, that immediately caused prices to soar because gas prices are based on the futures market. He also made it virtually impossible for these fossil fuel companies to be profitable on federal land. So now they're digging like crazy on private lands, and that's where they're getting their money. Biden also mentioned China, but he downplayed the spy balloon, and he tried to sound as though he was heroic by ordering the Chinese spy balloon to be shot down after the spy balloon had basically already completed its mission. Not only that, they shot the thing down in water. How much better would it have been if he had shot it down in Alaska, where there's plenty of land, hardly any people? The same could be true. Same could be said about Montana, where they could have dissected this thing, in my opinion, a little better. You're dealing with solar panel stuff. You're dealing with electronics. Why not shoot it down over ground? Why not use some type of spacecraft, space, whatever, air system to bring that thing down slowly? Surely we have the technology to do so. And again, he also tried to mention, or he implied, that Trump had neglected the problem of China becoming our major adversary, when it was Trump that stood up to China, imposed sanctions on China. The guy lied. And again, Biden's speech, the State of the Union, could be summed up in five words: liar, liar, pants on fire. That's all you need to know. Actually, I got more on that. But before I go on, I have to introduce you. And by the way, welcome to the Carl Jackson Show podcast. And I have to introduce you to some new sponsors. I look forward to doing that. But I want to encourage you to please subscribe to our podcast wherever podcasts are found. You can find us on Apple, Google, Spotify, wherever you go to get your podcasts. Like us, subscribe to us, share this show, por favor. Please, please, please. YouTube. We want to build up our YouTube account. It's going to help us get the word out. So if you would subscribe, if you would take the time to rate and review it, we would appreciate that greatly. It helps out a great deal. You want to help fight for freedom? Guys, I'm speaking for you. Will you help me continue to do so? Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Please subscribe to our Rumble channel and follow us on social media: Instagram, The Carl Jackson Show, Twitter, Getter, Facebook, Truth Social. You can find me at The Carl Jackson Show. I want to introduce you to another sponsor, a new sponsor. Thank you so much. Pure Health. If you're looking to ignite your fat burning metabolism, if you want to boost energy, transform how you look and feel, you must start taking care of your liver. Fatty liver affects 100 million Americans. This is why so many of us struggle with weight gain and low energy levels. It's manufactured in the USA, praise God, approved by American doctors, and contains 12 powerful botanicals clinically proven to recharge and protect your liver. Try Liver Health Formula risk-free and receive a free bottle of nano-powered omega-3 to keep your heart healthy. Claim your special offer today by going to getliverhelp.com/Carl. That's get, the word get, G-E-T, liverhelp.com/Carl. Thank you guys so much for becoming part of the team. Guys, get your liver clean, all right? Go to getliverhelp.com. My Pillow has just come out with My Pillow 2.0. They sent us some samples and I am enjoying them. But guys, I'm telling you, these are the best pillows out there. I went a long time with having a crappy pillow after losing my favorite pillow. And finally, I got a My Pillow and I am a happy camper. But they also have other stuff available on their website. Go to mypillow.com, use the promo code Carl, C-A-R-L, or give them a call, 800-858-0263. 800-858-0263, and take advantage of deals that are up to 66% off. They have a six-piece towel set that's $39.98 exclusively for my listeners. You're going to love these towels because they actually work. They actually dry you off. They don't just look good. They feel good, and they do the job that they're supposed to do. They come with a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square at the top of the page. Enter my name at the top of the page or give them a call, 800-858-0263. And we are certainly not going to forget our other sponsor, 4patriots.com. That is the number four, all right? Number four, patriots.com. Guys, food is in short supply. I got a feeling things are going to get worse. I'm not trying to scare you. I just want you to be prepared. I'm going to speak the truth to you, all right? So go to 4patriots.com. Right now, they have these survival kits. They last for 25 years. The food is good for 25 5 years. God forbid you experience a natural disaster or something worse even, and you're not prepared. Your family isn't prepared. You know, shortages are happening in grocery stores. The prices of eggs are outrageous right now. It's insane. So be prepared just in case. Make sure you got a survival kit for your family. Listen, 4patriots.com adds their food. You can get breakfasts, lunch, dinners. They're ready in 20 minutes. All you do is add boiling water, simmer, and serve. Right now, if you go to 4patriots, again, the number 4patriots.com, use the promo code Carl. You'll get 10% off of your first offer. This includes their 3-month survival kit. You'll also get a year-long guarantee plus free shipping on orders over 97 buckaroonies. They're called 4Patriots, the number 4patriots.com, because a portion of every sale is donated to charities who support our veterans and their families. So not only do you get to protect your family, you get to help out families and service members that helped protect our freedom. That is a great deal. 4patriots.com, mypillow.com, and now getliverhelp.com/Carl. All right, now, so I spent some time talking to you, about all of the things that Biden talked about in his State of the Union speech that basically he spent the problems that he spent a half century creating. I want to go over just a few more things. But before I do want to make sure that I bring you up to speed on the news. And guys, by the way, message me. I'm trying to figure out just to be frank, you know, this is, you know, podcasters, radio show hosts, you know, we want to make sure we're bringing a message that you like to hear. We want to be entertaining. I certainly want to be entertaining, but I want to be informative. I want to be inspiring, and I want to be down in the trenches with you. I want you to know that I'm the everyday man fighting for your freedom or fighting alongside you for your freedom, as I know you would also fight for mine, and you are fighting for mine. So thank you all for that. But also, when I bring you the news, I'm trying to figure out a way to encompass it, a way to title it, a way to frame it. So maybe I'd love to hear your takes. You can message me on Facebook. I'd be more than happy to check them out. Just go to the Carl Jackson Show on Facebook. You can message me there. And I'll certainly take a look at those, but I'm trying to figure out what to call this thing, Gabe. So it's something that we have to work on, maybe up to speed, Carl's, you know, I don't know, hot off the grill, hot off the press, something like that. Jackson's Five. That was one idea that Sean McConnell had came up with. I didn't want to be sued by the Jackson family. But then maybe if I add Jackson's Five, you let me know. But I want to make sure that every day that I bring you some of the top headlines that are in the news and just comment on those. But I love a way to frame it. So if you want to help me do that, message me, The Carl Jackson Show on Facebook. Please like our pages and follow us as well. But obviously, the State of the Union, Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders gave the rebuttal. Guys, this is the best rebuttal I've ever heard. As a matter of fact, we're going to be spending this entire podcast going through her rebuttal after I give you the news here, because I think other Republicans need to pay attention. She absolutely demolished Joe Biden. There's no need to watch Joe Biden's speech. Seriously, no need. I mean, like I said at the beginning of the podcast, it could be summed up in 5 words: liar, liar, pants on fire. It's typical Joe Biden. It's typical Joe Biden. I am surprised that he survived for as long as he did. He had a lot of stumbles along the way, a little stuttering, blah, blah, blah. You know, the typical Joe Biden, the typical dementia patient. You know, the left is trying to pretend he's not a dementia patient, but we all know that he is. And so it was a typical Joe Biden. But I am surprised, I must admit, that he was able to go so strongly for over an hour, despite the obvious mess ups, if you will. This is very important news, I think. So the U.S. surpasses a trade deficit record in 2022. No mention of that by Biden. Hat tip to the Wall Street Journal. So the U.S. posted its largest trade deficit on record last year's global demand weakened amid high inflation, thanks to Joe Biden, climbing interest rates, disruptions due to the Ukraine war, and the pandemic's continued effects. No, it's not due to the pandemic's effects. It's due to the Democratic lockdowns. That's what it's due to. America's imports exceeded its exports. So in other words, what we took in as far as products are concerned, we took in more products than we shipped out. Basically, that's the deal, by 948.1 billion dollars was our trade deficit. So that's pretty freaking astounding. Bill Gates defends his climate hypocrisy. This is important to know, guys. You guys have to know that all these guys want the Bill Gates of the world, the World Economic Forums. They're a bunch of elitists. And I think it goes beyond hypocrisy. They don't care that they're called hypocrites. They want control. This is why this fool Bill Gates is buying up farmland in the United States, just like China, because he wants to be an authoritarian just like China. He wants to be a world elite. The guy worships himself and others like him. So Bill Gates recently attempted to justify using a private jet by noting his investment in various green technology initiatives. And all you have to this is what you need to know. These green technology initiatives are a complete and utter farce. Like EVs, they do more damage to the environment than any internal combustion engine. So any ICE vehicle, these guys are liars, and they're using climate change just like they use race, just like they use sexual orientation, all that kind of stuff to make you scared, to make you mad, so that you vote for people that they help put in office, like Joe Biden. I think this is a very interesting one. This is one that really, really struck me. Oh, by the way, this is the most important. When it comes to the hurricane, not the hurricane, I'm sorry, the earthquake that hit in Turkey and Syria, the deaths have risen to over 11,000 people. Guys, we don't live, you know, in that area or in that environment where people's living conditions, when they experience something like that, they're not as great as ours. I mean, Lord knows a 7.8 would be, I mean, just horrific if it hit anywhere here in the United States. But man, 11,000 people dead. Pray for those people. Pray for not the dead. I'm sorry, it's too late. But pray for their family members and friends. Everyone that's going to be impacted by this. That's absolutely astonishing. The numbers are all right. So now, here's something that I find very interesting. Another headline: IRS proposes reporting tips. Hat tip to Fox News. They say the IRS proposed a revenue procedure this week to crack down on the service industry's reporting of tips. The Service Industry Tip Compliance Agreement, it's called, program would be a voluntary tip reporting system in which the IRS and service industry companies cooperate as part of the proposed. This is fascism. This is government getting in bed with with major corporations again. And this is not only that, it's trying to squash the little man. This is a president. This is a party in the Democrat Party that claims they don't want to the rich aren't paying their fair share. The truth of the matter is rich people pay the vast majority of taxes wherever you are. I think it's the top 40% of income earners. Or the top 1%, I'm sorry, of income earners, rich income earners. That's very important, that term, income earners, that pay about 40% of the federal tax bill. So it's not even close to fair. They pay more than their fair share, if we're being honest, all right? But they will avoid taxes, and they will use tax accountants, you know, to avoid certain taxes if you continue to go after them and bash them. That's why we just need a fair tax. That would be the simplest way. But I bring up this headline because don't believe that the Democrats want to tax just the rich. They tax the poor every day. They tax the poor with lottery tickets. They tax the poor because they sell junk food, whether it's Coca-Cola, whether it's beer, whatever it may be, those items that they tax even more, cigarettes that they tax. They want to save black people and all the minorities who smoke cigarettes and all this kind of stuff. They want to tax them more. They want to tax them more because they know poor people and predominantly minorities use them. And while they lie and say they just want to tax the rich, they use products like cigarettes, soda, so on, et cetera, that they know poor people will use to tax them. And now they're going after waiters and waitresses. Waiters and waitresses usually make below minimum wage and at best minimum wage. Sometimes they make as little as $2, $4, $5 an hour. And so they count on their tips to survive. Biden wants to take that away, guys. So take that for what it's worth. This isn't a party, the Democrat Party, that is for the little people. Otherwise, they wouldn't have intentionally crushed small businesses during the COVID lockdown. All right. So just so that you're aware of that. All right. Just real quick, let me add this and then we'll break down this Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders video. Joe Biden again. Also, it's funny. This is from Just the News. Here's the headline. Biden's State of the Union message gets counter-programmed by his own administration and policies. So not only as Breitbart reported that Biden promised to fix problems that he spent a half century creating as a senator and vice president, and now as a president, but also some of his own administration and some of his own messaging was in direct conflict of what of his or contradictory to his State of the Union address last night. It's amazing. It's amazing. Here's some of the things that John Solomon of Just the News writes about. Again, the trade deficit. He had the largest trade deficit in history. It was announced. His administration announced the nation had suffered its worst trade deficit in history. They announced that just hours before this fool gave the State of the Union address. His Fed chairman warned that inflation was not abating or reducing in inflation because of the tight labor market. In other words, they have to make money more expensive and we have to lose more jobs. Now, here's what they're not telling you. There are fewer people in the labor market that exist now than did under Trump's administration. The little lie that the Democrat Party and the left doesn't want you to understand is that Biden isn't creating any new jobs. His policies aren't. They aren't spurring any new jobs. All that's happening is people are returning to work after the COVID lockdowns that were imposed on us primarily by Democrat politicians. That's all that's happening. Let's say 100,000 people. Obviously, the number is much greater, but just for the sake of argument, let's say 100,000 people lost their jobs as a result of the COVID lockdowns. Hey, you have COVID, this pandemic has hit, you can't work, the government tells you, which they should never have that power to do, by the way. And then all of a sudden, 88% of you go back to work, and then Biden claims victory. No, that's not how it works. People are just returning to work. That's what they want you to believe. Jerome Powell, the Fed chairman, said, taming inflation is, quote, likely to take quite a bit of time, close quote. And he goes on to say, it's not going to be, we don't think, smooth. It's probably going to be bumpy, close quote. In other words, you're in for a rough ride during Biden's administration. So no, we shouldn't be trying to spend any more money. I think we need to cap the debt ceiling. We need to operate on the levels. The Republican Party isn't saying, listen, we want to cut spending. That's not what they're saying. They're just saying, we don't want to add to our level of spending. We just want to cap it. Whatever we spent last year, let's spend that this year. Let's not spend more money so inflation gets even worse. That's all the Republican Party is saying. These fools are trying to lie about it. And then check this out. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh managed to pick the morning of Biden's second address, the State of the Union, yesterday to announce that he was leaving his cabinet position to go to the NHL. You wonder why the NHL is woke? That's because Democrats are infiltrating the NFL. Top Border Patrol chiefs that were delayed for weeks from testifying to Congress about their boss, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, came out yesterday in hearings, congressional hearings, and they were like, the border is out of control. The Tucson Sector Border Patrol Chief John Motlin said the Biden border was so lawless, it defied description. He said, and I quote, "We went from what I would describe as unprecedented to a point where I don't have the correct adjective to describe what's going on," close quote. He acknowledged that the cartels were fueling the fentanyl crisis. So this is Joe Biden's fault. Joe Biden talked about in his speech, what the audacity of that. So last night he talked about in his speech, he talked about the fentanyl crisis, how he wanted to combat the fentanyl crisis. And he tried to blame, he implied that Republicans were to blame for it. And they called him out. Good for them. I mean, liar, liar, pants on fire. The reason why we have the fentanyl crisis that exists in America today is because of Joe Biden's, and not just Joe Biden's. Let me say this. Let me make this emphatically clear. I need to be better at doing this, and I want you to be better at doing this. Whenever we talk about Joe Biden, we need to link him to the Democrat Party, all of the politicians and the voters, frankly, because if you vote for Joe Biden, you're voting for a fentanyl crisis. I'm sorry. That's just the truth. The Census Bureau issued more bad news, highlighting numbers showing that poverty dropped across the country. But it dropped across the country during President Trump's administration, not during Biden's administration. That was his own freaking Census Bureau. So it's absolutely insane. The jobless rate is the lowest it's been since 1969. But again, the economists fear that that's a mirage to eventually be swallowed up by recent mass layoffs that we're now seeing as a result of the inflation that has been stubborn. So that's just the truth of the matter. This article goes on to say more consequentially, Biden's portrayal of the country and his effort to focus on kitchen table issues Tuesday night fly in the face of most Americans' perceptions. There wasn't much pride in the week-long delay in shooting down the China air a spy balloon, finally. All right, so that's the truth. He didn't even talk about the spy balloon, right? Except he didn't mention the word spy balloon. He didn't want to do that. He didn't want conservatives to have a tagline. But the dude is a complete and utter fraud. Now, with no further ado, let's do this. Let's go ahead. And we're going to have to interrupt this speech just because we'll get in trouble by the powers that be at YouTube. But I want you to listen. This speech is 14 minutes long. We've got to break it up. I'll comment on it just shortly. I want to try to get through it as quickly as we can here. But just for the licensing, permitting restraints, I will have to stop it every you know, minute and a half, couple of minutes or so. And I'll give you some quick commentary and Gabe will be ready to, we'll just dive right back into it. But I want you to hear this speech. You didn't even need to hear the State of the Union address. That's why you know this rebuttal is so good. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders now of Arkansas, focused on the big ideas and how they're impacting you and I. Doesn't matter about your party affiliation. With no further ado, let's roll the video, por favor.
I'm Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Being a mom to three young children taught me not to believe every story I hear. So forgive me for not believing much of anything I heard tonight from President Biden. From out-of-control inflation and violent crime to the dangerous border crisis and threat from China, Biden and the Democrats have failed you. They know it, and you know it. And it's time for a change. Tonight, let us reaffirm our commitment to a timeless American idea that government exists not to rule the people, but to serve the people. Democrats want to rule us with more government control, but that's not who we are. America is the greatest country the world has ever known because we're the freest country the world has ever known, with a people who are strong and resilient. 5 months ago, I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. It was a hard time for our family, particularly our kids, Scarlett, Huck, and George. But we kept our faith and persevered. Thanks to exceptional doctors here in Arkansas, a successful surgery, and the grace of God, I am cancer-free. Through it all, I couldn't help but think about my mom. She was 20 years old and into her first year of marriage when she was diagnosed with spinal cancer. The doctors told her she might not live, and if she did live, They said she'd never walk again. And if she did walk, she'd definitely never have children. The daughter she was told she'd never have was just sworn in as the new governor of Arkansas and is speaking to you tonight.
Let's stop it right there. The daughter that she was told she would never have is speaking to you tonight as the first female governor of the state of Arkansas and also the youngest governor in office at the age of 40. A couple of other lines that she said that I thought were absolutely brilliant. A mom of three kids, she knows that she can't believe every story her kids tell her. Guys, this is such wisdom. She did such a great job of framing this argument and coming off as a soothing mother that just has wisdom. Guys, I remember, you know, my mom won't kill me today, but my mom was overweight. And I remember lying on her belly at times when I was, you know, as a young kid, whatever I thought was a big deal back then, right? You know, which was probably very unimportant, right? But in my world as a kid, things seem, you know, the smallest things would seem like they're a huge deal when you're a kid. But I can remember just hugging my mom, laying on her stomach, her rubbing my head, just giving me comfort, just giving me words of wisdom. This is what Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders did for the nation. She became, in a sense, she became America's mom yesterday. And I don't say that to be denigrating whatsoever. I say that because I think it's absolutely comforting. Okay, so and another thing that she mentioned inflation, she mentioned crime, she mentioned the border problem. She stuck to the issues. She talked about these elites, basically, and I'm paraphrasing, in Washington, they want to rule over us rather than we ruling over them, essentially a government of, for, and by the people. And again, I'm paraphrasing here. She said the best country, America is the best country because we're the freest country. Guys, don't take that for granted. The only reason why America is good is because we're free. So if we vote to give politicians more power, this is easy. I don't care if you're a Republican. I don't care if you're a Democrat. Here's the way that you should view voting. If I vote for this guy or this female based on their policies, am I going to have less power or more power? Don't let your feelings get in the way. Oh, they want to help this person. They want to help that person. Government doesn't care about people because government politicians, they don't know your mom. They don't know your dad. They don't know your aunt. They don't know your cousins. They're just numbers to them. And they have to take your money in order to do anything. So just think about that. All right. She also talked about healthcare. Well, in a sense, she said she was diagnosed with cancer, but she took on several issues. Healthcare, if you will, abortion and cancer. If she would have been aborted or if she wouldn't have survived, she wouldn't be the first female governor of Arkansas. Ladies, you never know who God has placed in your womb, what life God has trusted to you. You never know. She's able to get great care because of her position. What about the rest of us? We still have to live under Obamacare. I mean, think about this stuff. She touched on some very, very important stuff. Cancer. Just absolutely amazing. Okay, so now let's go ahead and roll the video here, Gabe.
Adversity and fear of the unknown can paralyze us, but faith propels us to charge boldly ahead. We can't stand still in the face of great challenges. You and I were put on this earth for such a time as this, to charge boldly ahead. I'll be the first to admit, President Biden and I don't have a lot in common. I'm for freedom. He's for government control. At 40, I'm the youngest governor in the country. And at 80, he's the oldest president in American history. I'm the first woman to lead my state, and he's the first man to surrender his presidency to a woke mob that can't even tell you what a woman is. In the radical left's America, Washington taxes you and lights your hard-earned money on fire. But you get crushed with high gas prices, empty grocery shelves, and our children are taught to hate one another on account of their race, but not to love one another or our great country. Whether Joe Biden believes this madness or is simply too weak to resist it, his administration has been completely hijacked by the radical left. The dividing line in America is no longer between right or left. The choice is between normal or crazy. It's time for a new generation of Republican leadership. Upon taking office just a few weeks ago, I signed executive orders to ban CRT, racism, and indoctrination in our schools, eliminate the use of derogatory term Latinx in our government, repealed COVID orders, and said never again to authoritarian mandates and shutdowns. Americans want common sense from their leaders, but in Washington, the Biden administration is doubling down on crazy. President Biden inherited the fastest economic recovery on record, the most secure border in history, cheap, abundant, homegrown energy, fast rising wages, a rebuilt military, and a world that was stable and at peace. But over the last 2 years, Democrats destroyed it all. Despite Democrats' trillions in reckless spending and mountains of debt, we now have the worst border crisis in American history. As a mom,
All right, let's stop it. Let's stop it there for just a sec. All right. Just to go over some of the things that she mentioned real quickly here. And again, you're listening to the Carl Jackson Show podcast. Guys, please support our sponsors and thank God for our new sponsor, Pure Health. You can go to getliverhelp.com/Carl. If you're looking to ignite your fat burning metabolism, boost your energy, transform how you look, how you feel, you got to start taking care of your liver. Fatty liver affects 100 million Americans. This is why so many of us struggle with weight gain and low energy levels. So if you're struggling with that, this is the place to go. It's manufactured in the USA, approved by American doctors, and contains 12 powerful botanicals that are clinically proven to recharge and protect your liver. Try Liver Health Formula risk-free and receive a free bottle of nano-powered omega-3 to keep your heart healthy. You can claim your special offer today by going to getliverhelp.com/Carl. That's getliverhelp.com/Carl. Also, don't forget about MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Their products come with a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee. They have an exclusive offer for my listeners, six towels for only $39.98. You're going to get two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square at the top of the page, enter the promo code Carl, or give them a call at 800-858-0263. And all of these companies are providing American jobs, American manufacturing. That's also very important to the Carl Jackson Show podcast. Lastly, let me remind you of FortPatriots.com. God forbid we have a natural disaster. God forbid something worse happens, electromagnetic pulse attack. Who knows? But listen, we live in a crazy world today. I want you to be prepared. I want your family to be prepared. I want them to be safe. I don't want you to have to run to the grocery store just to find empty food shelves until we get our lives back in order. Make sure you go to FortPatriots.com. Use the promo code Carl. This is a family-owned business. Their facility is right in the USA. They employ 200 Americans. Their kits are compact. They're sturdy. They're water resistant. They stack easily. You'll get 10% off of your first order. Go to 4Patriots. That's the number 4Patriots.com. 10% off your first order. That includes a 3-month survival kit. You also get a year-long guarantee plus free shipping on orders that are over $97. And you have the pleasure of knowing that when you purchase for 4Patriots.com, you're also helping. A portion of every sale goes to veterans, to a charity that helps out veterans and their families. So you get the added benefit of helping your family and knowing that you're helping the family of veterans. You cannot beat that with a bat. All right. So now, just real quick to opine on what Sarah Huckabee says. A lot of comparisons and contrasts that she made. She's the President Biden is the oldest president in American history. I'm not an ageist. I don't care, but he's obviously not there. You can look at Donald Trump and you can see that Donald Trump has a lot more energy and vigor, and he doesn't have dementia like Joe Biden does. So age for me isn't necessarily a problem. But when you have dementia, that's a big problem. She's the youngest. She's coming with fresh ideas. Joe Biden has the old ideas. She talks about Biden surrendering his presidency to the woke mob. We all know that he's a puppet. We all know it. I don't think anyone in their right mind or with a modicum of common sense would say otherwise. She talked about the difference between normal and crazy. I love the way that she framed this, because what we're witnessing, dudes can be chicas. Chicas can be dudes. No, you can't. All right. She's talking about the left has normalized crazy. But what she distinguished is conservatives. We stand up for the normal. The left is standing up for the crazy. She also banned CRT in her states. Also in government documents, they can't use the term Latinx. You're not going to demean people that don't even want to be called Latinx and categorized that way. You're not going to pit kids against each other. Kids are born with innocent hearts. The people that destroy their hearts, the people that create racism, are the adults. All right. So let kids be kids. That's what she's talking about. You don't need to tell kids they're oppressed. You don't need to tell kids they're oppressors when they have no clue and they're new into this world. Again, and she talked about how Biden inherited strong energy policies. I mean, we had abundant energy. Gas was cheap. The national average for gasoline was, I think, like $2.39, somewhere near there, somewhere around $2.50 under Trump. It skyrocketed to $5 with Biden. Now it's back to about $3.50 on average, national average, a gallon. But that's still a dollar higher than it was. He inherited a world that was at peace. And the guy just lied. Anyway, all right, so just some good takeaways from her speech. Let's go right back to it, Gabe.
My heart breaks for every parent who has lost a son or daughter to addiction. 100,000 Americans a year are now killed from drug overdoses, largely from fentanyl pouring across our southern border. Yet the Biden administration refuses to secure the border and save American lives. And after years of Democrat attacks on law enforcement and calls to defund the police, violent criminals roam free while law-abiding families live in fear. Beyond our border, from Afghanistan to Ukraine, from North Korea to Iran, President Biden's weakness puts our nation and the world at risk. And the president's refusal to stand up to China, our most formidable adversary, is dangerous and unacceptable. President Biden is unwilling to defend our border, defend our skies, and defend our people. He is simply unfit to serve as commander-in-chief. And while you reap the consequences of their failures, the Biden administration seems more interested in woke fantasies than the hard reality Americans face every day. Most Americans simply want to live their lives in freedom and peace. But we are under attack in a left-wing culture war we didn't start and never wanted to fight. Every day we are told we must partake in their rituals, salute their flags, and worship their false idols. All while big government colludes with big tech to strip away the most American thing there is, your freedom of speech. That's not normal. It's crazy. And it's wrong. Make no mistake, Republicans will not surrender this fight. We will lead with courage and do what's right, not what's politically correct or convenient. Republicans believe in an America where strong families thrive in safe communities, where jobs are abundant and paychecks are rising, where the freedom our veterans shed their blood to defend is the birthright of every man, woman, and child. These are the principles Republican governors are fighting for. And in Washington, under the leadership of Senate Republicans and Speaker Kevin McCarthy, we will hold the Biden administration accountable. Down the street from where I sit is my alma mater, Little Rock Central High. As a student there, I will never forget watching my dad, Governor Mike Huckabee, and President Bill Clinton hold the doors open to the Little Rock Nine. Doors that 40 years earlier had been closed to them because they were black. Today, those children once barred from the schoolhouse are now heroes memorialized in bronze at our state house. I'm proud of the progress our country has made, and I believe giving every child access to a quality education, regardless of their race or income, is the civil rights issue of our day. Tomorrow, I will unveil an education package that will be the most far-reaching, bold, conservative education reform in the country. My plan empowers parents with real choices, improves literacy and career readiness, and helps put a good teacher.
Let's stop it right there real quick. She is freaking good. And it's not be, let me say this. It's not because she's a politician. I would say this. It's because she's a mom and a professional. She gets it. She gets it from the kitchen table to the governor's mansion. She gets it. She gets all the stuff that's in between. This is, I'm not saying this because I'm Republican. This is the best, at least in my lifetime, that I've heard, right? Or at least since I've been involved in politics. And what I've researched as far as modern history is concerned, even consulted with my colleagues, the American Adversaries here in Orlando, this is the best Republican rebuttal I've ever heard. Because it's not just a rebuttal. It is the truth. And it's what we all want. It's what we all would want. She talked about how Biden is unfit to serve. She talked about the fentanyl crisis that are killing, destroying families and killing Americans thanks to Biden and the Democrats' open border policy. She talked about how Biden looks weak on the world stage. Look at how he's mucked up the America's proxy war in Ukraine. Ukraine has just become a playground for America's proxy war against Russia. That's what it's become. I'm sorry, that's just what it's become. He's put our nation at risk by bowing down to China, sitting there and playing this propaganda game. He, after this spy balloon completes its mission, basically, then Biden has it shot down. He's put the world at risk, not just America, because when America is free, when America is strong, the rest of the world is more freer. The rest of the world is stronger. Not when a communist dictator like Xi Jinping wants to rule the world. She talked about defunding the police. Look at what defunding the police has done. The Tyre Nichols story. I mean, that's a classic case. You scare police officers away. They don't. You can't recruit good police officers. All right. A lot of police officers just are like, screw it. My community hates me now because of the Democrats, because of this defund the police movement, because these racist and BLM. All right. Screw it. What happens as a result? You get people that are unqualified for the job, like the guys that allegedly killed Tyre Nichols. And you get more people killed because there's less police and more crime because there's less policing. But I love how she talked about the woke fantasies. She talked about fighting this culture war that we didn't start and we didn't want to fight. But now we have no choice. She talked about what the GOP stands for. Family. We want safe communities. We want jobs for everybody. Strong families are important. The Democrats want to break down the family so you depend on government rather than God. She talked about the racial progress that we've already made. The Little Rock Nine in her state, that were forbade for going in to a school to desegregate the state. And now you had Governor Huckabee at the time and Bill Clinton opening the doors for the nine. She talks about education as a civil rights issue of the day. And I'm sorry, but those of you that can't stand DeSantis for what he's trying to do with education in Florida, you're a complete and utter moron. I'm sorry. Our kids, black kids, white kids, they should not be subjected to CRT, DEI, SEL, any of that crap. Reading, writing, arithmetic. Race isn't an issue except when Democrats make it an issue. Education, the new civil rights of the day, quality education is. And I look forward to seeing what she's going to announce on that front. Let's go ahead and roll the tape, Gabe.
In every classroom by increasing their starting salary from one of the lowest to one of the highest in the nation. Here in Arkansas and across America, Republicans are working to end the policy of trapping kids in failing schools and sentencing them to a lifetime of poverty. We will educate, not indoctrinate our kids, and put students on a path to success. It's time for a new generation to lead. This is our moment. This is our opportunity. A new generation born in the waning decades of the last century, shaped by economic booms and stock market busts, forged by the triumph of the Cold War and the tragedy of 9/11. A generation brimming with passion and new ideas to solve age-old problems. A generation moored to our deepest values and oldest traditions, yet unafraid to challenge the present order and find a better way forward. If we seize this moment together, America can once again be the land of the free and the home of the brave. During my 2.5 years at the White House, I traveled on every foreign trip with the president, a trip I will never forget.
Let me stop this just real quick. New ideas for age-old problems. The reason why I stopped it real quick, because I want you to hear this entire story that she's about to account. But again, new ideas for age-old problems. Joe Biden has been part of the problem, and I've mentioned this to you at the beginning of the podcast, for about a half century. Everything that's gone wrong with Washington in a half century, Joe Biden has been a part of. He is not the solution, nor is the Democrat Party with their ideas, because he embodies those. He embodies the woke mob. He embodies the radical left. Their ideas are hurting this nation. Now, I want you to hear this this story. It was just absolutely powerful. Go ahead and roll the tape here, Gabe.
On December 25th, 2018, my husband Brian and I had just cleaned up wrapping paper that was shoved into every corner of our house, thanks to our three kids. When I had to walk out on my own family's Christmas, unable to tell them where I was going that night, because the place I'd be traveling was so dangerous, they didn't want anybody to know that the president was going to be on the ground, even for a few hours. We boarded Air Force One in complete and total darkness. There were no lights on the plane, no lights on the runway. Our phones and computers shut down and turned in. We were going completely off the grid. Nearly 12 hours later, in the pitch black of night, we landed in the war-torn part of Western Iraq. It was again a similar scene. No lights on the plane, no lights on the runway. The only thing you could see was coming from about a mile away. In a dining hall were hundreds of troops who were in the fight against ISIS, had gathered expecting to celebrate Christmas with senior military leadership from around the region. They had absolutely no idea that the president and first lady were about to walk into that room. And when they did, it was a sight and a scene and a sound I hope I never forget. The room erupted. Men and women from every race, religion, and region, every political party, every demographic you can imagine, started chanting in perfect unison, over and over and over again. USA, USA, USA. It was an absolutely perfect picture of what makes our country great. One of the young soldiers yelled from the back, "Mr. President, I re-enlisted in the military because of you." And the president said, "And son, I'm here because of you." Shortly after, that young soldier came up to me. He said, "Sarah, you have a tough job." I told him, "What I do is nothing. You take bombs and bullets. That's a tough job." And in a moment that I know I'll cherish for the rest of my life, that soldier reached up and he pulled the Brave Rifles patch he wore on his shoulder. And he placed it into my hand, a sign of ultimate respect. And he said, "Sarah, we are in this together." Overwhelmed with emotion and speechless, I just hugged him. With tears in my eyes and a grateful heart for our heroes who keep us free. That young man and everyone who has served before him, all of those who serve alongside him, and the thousands we know who will be called upon to serve after him, deserve to know they have a country and a community back home doing our part in the fight for freedom. America is great because we are free. But today, our freedom is under attack. And the America we love is in danger.
Let's stop it right there. America is great because we're free. We owe a debt of gratitude to our soldiers. There's no doubt about it. Okay, let's go ahead and wrap this up here, Gabe.
Danger. President Biden and the Democrats have failed you. And it's time for a change. A new generation of Republican leaders are stepping up, not to be caretakers of the status quo, but to be change makers for the American people. We know not what the future holds, but we know who holds the future in his hands. And with God as our witness, we will show the world that America is still the place where freedom reigns and liberty will never die. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America.
Man, good Lord. I want to stand up in this room and give her a standing ovation. Guys, you just heard the best. I don't care which party you belong to. You just heard the best rebuttal to the State of the Union address, in my opinion, unless someone shows me evidence, ever. You're part of history. Fantastic job, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Guys, I want to thank my sponsors. I want to thank you, those of you that watch this podcast, share and rate it and review it. We need all of that. We're trying to grow. We need your help in growing. I'm not shy about saying that. I want freedom to thrive in America. So please help our sponsors, forpatriots.com, the number forpatriots.com. Use the promo code Carl, mypillow.com. Same thing. Radio. Click on the radio listener square at the top of the page. Use the promo code Carl. And now, Pure Health, go to getliverhelp.com/Carl. That is getliverhelp.com/Carl. If you're looking for fat burning metabolism to boost your energy, transform how you look and feel right now, go to getliverhelp.com/Carl. Guys, appreciate you tuning in to this edition of the Carl Jackson Show podcast. That sounded weird. Until next time, don't grow weary doing good. God bless you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.